I stared at that scroll for long enough, but it didn't occur to me that it might be an alphabet. Well done, miss.
Muckuk began wriggling and rubbing his paws.
At last, I'll know what it all means. Go on, Chirrut, put it all together and read us the message.
Friar Gooch straightened his apron decisively.
This calls for something special. You bide here and do your message solving. I'll nip off to the kitchens and make us a celebration mid-morning snack.
Muckuk and Skipper were at his side in a flash.
We'll come with you, Friar.
Chirrut looked up from a charcoal stick and birch bark writing materials.
Why don't you all go? Leave Crickless with me. We'll get more done with a bit of peace and quiet.
Malbon leaped from the third wall step and performed a small hop skip, quite out of character for one of her seasons and dignity. She led them off, striking up an old Abbey song.
When the sun sinks in the west, sweet the nightingales do call. There's no place I love best like the Abbey of Red Wall.
Red Wall!
When the moon does beam in splendour, see the dew upon the lawn. Mirror bright, twinkling starlight, waiting for the golden dawn. No foe beast will I fear, me and all my good friends here, who live within our gates in peace, for we hold our freedom dear. And we've earned the right to sing, as long as our happy bells may ring.
Red Wall!
So let others quake and weep, as a stormy night will fall, while it is our given sleep, safe within our red wall.
Red Wall!
It was actually closer to lunch than mid-morning when the party returned from the Abbey kitchens. Pushing a laden trolley, they sang the marching song once more as they returned across the lawn. Skipper bounded up the steps confidently.
Ahoy there, charming niece! Did you solve it all?
Crickulus answered.
Oh, we've translated the message right enough, but one puzzle always brings another in its wake.
Friar Gooch whipped the cover off the trolley.
Will this help to feed your brains, then?
Chirrut grinned from ear to ear.
Thank you. I'm sure it will. Hazelnut wafers, candied chestnut cake, fruit salad with meadow cream, red currant cordial and hot dandelion and mint tea. I can feel my brain clicking away at the sight of it. But come and see what we've done so far.
Between them, Chirrut and Crickulus had set it all out on the birch bark parchment, neat and clear. Midday sun shines bright for you. Twixt leaning ash and poison gold, where the green rock hidden lies, for keen eyes to behold.